Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Wee Maintenance. We're on the road once again, taking you youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like being a major league ball player. And I got the man here for the Marlins, Jonathan Davis. How we doing?
I'm doing good, man. Good to be here, and honored to be a part of this.
Well, you know, those young aspiring high school college baseball players, they think you guys get drafted and you're in the major leagues the next day. So what's this road been like for you?
In the words of my dad, it's been a journey. Ups and downs, you know, highs and lows. But I actually started off playing in West Virginia, Bluefield, West Virginia, staying in a mountain inn. So, you know, just to put perspective on it, it's been challenging. But at the same time, it's been a privilege, you know, as well to be able to, you know, do what I love to do. I got a passion for the game, and I think, you know, that's been one of the things that's kept me going. And, you know, I'm a believer, so that's also kept me going as well.
So no Sheratons and none of that, huh?
Nah, we ain't staying no Sheratons. Most guys, you know, in the minor leagues, we usually shack up with each other and, you know, try to split rent because, you know, the pay ain't as well, but like I said, we all chasing a dream and trying to get to this level.
Well, you know, I hear stories about Chris Sale where he got an air mattress and slept in the closet with one of the players.
Oh, yeah. I slept on the air mattress a few years, honestly. So, like I said, it's part of it. You know, and at the time, you know, it's kind of like it's a challenge, but when you look back on it, it's kind of appreciate those moments like that, because when you get here, it makes everything worth it. You know, being able to stay in some of the hotels that we stay in now, so you have to earn it. You know, and you know, I think my journey, I played 6 years in the minor leagues, and I'm thankful for all of it, man, because it helped me become who I am today. And, you know, I'm grateful.
Well, you put in 6 years. Maury Will said he did 8 years in a
minor. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I actually started in the minor leagues this year in Toledo, Ohio. So, you know, still trying to get settled up here and make a name up here. And so it's every day, you know, you got to come out and, you know, do a job.
So they say it's all about chasing a dream. Now, they say you're a grown man playing a kid's game.
Yeah, I am. I really do believe that. But at the same time, I believe, you know, to everybody kind of got their own thing. Some people play for their family. Some people play for the love of it. But I'll be wrong to say if we don't play for the money as well.
You better be.
Yeah, exactly. So. I don't want to lead nobody astray within that aspect. But it, like I said, this baseball has been good to all of us. And, you know, just try to do right by the game and go out and play the game the right way put the work in.
And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the road to the big leagues are few. A lot of them fall off along the way. And, you know, you guys pay your dues to get here.
Yeah. It's the 1%. But at the same time, I also believe that you can be the 1% in whatever you're doing, whatever you're chasing. I think that just takes intentionality, takes focus, and you know, you gotta have a passion for whatever you're doing, because every day not gonna be easy. So that's what I believe.
So, what does it do to a major league body to play 162 plus game schedule?
It's taxing. It's very taxing. And not even on just the body, just the mind as well. You got to be mentally tough. But I mean, you go in there right now, you're gonna see guys, you know, preparing the body before the game, up until the game time comes, and then after the game, we're doing things to prepare the body for the next day. So it's a constant preparation, and it's a constant wear and tear on the body. And I just think, you know, in order to be good, you got to invest in your body. You got to invest money, time, and eat right. It's a lot of things that go into it.
No. Them youngsters up there watching, they say you guys show up at 6 o'clock for a 7 o'clock ball game. You had the girls in the stands, and that's the highlight.
Nah, that ain't it. That'll get you a quick ticket up out of here. now, but truly, you know, it's every day, mostly. Most days it's from, I would say about 12:30 to after the game, which is probably, you're looking at about 10:30, so 12 hours a day pretty much. And then some days, like today, you know, we'll have, it'll be an easier day where we come in and get our little work in, and we don't have to be on the field and stuff like that. So it'll be a little easier day in terms of preparation, but still, whatever you need to do to get ready for 1 o'clock, because that's when it counts.
So how do you guys, a lot of people don't know, you guys play in Chicago, get in another city, leave and go to another city, get in 2-3 o'clock in the morning, then you got to get up and play. How does your body regenerate itself?
I think it's, for me, it's just the will, you know what I mean? Your body is going to do what it's going to do. Like I said, you try to keep it as healthy as you can. And at the end of the day, it's about going out there and competing. I believe, you know, if you ask the majority of the guys in this clubhouse and clubhouse across the way, they'll tell you most of the games that they play, they're not, probably not even 90%, you know. So it's just a matter of getting it done, man, and having that mind over matter mentality.
All right, let me give you these last two questions. I know I don't want to hold you long.
All right.
I mean, who were some of the guys that you idolized along the way as players?
When I was real young, my parents used to take me to St. Louis baseball games. So I think Ozzy was the first guy that I wanted to be like. I was actually a shortstop coming up. And so, you know, I didn't do flips like Ozzy, but, you know, I tried to play the game.
No.
I tried to play the game like him. And then Andrew McCutchen is a guy that I got the opportunity to play with last year in Milwaukee. A standout guy, a leader. And then I would say Marcus Semien right now.
That's my hero.
Marcus Semien?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So I played with him in Toronto, and just, you know, you talk about a guy who, if you come in every day, you don't know if he went 4-for-4 or 4-for-4. And then just, you know, the hard work that he put in and the resiliency that he has, man, it's going from, you know, his career, when you look at his career, you know, he made it happen, man. He made it happen. You look at him right now, having the career that he's having, man, it's awesome. So he's definitely one of my guys.
Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You got that call as you're going to the big leagues. Walked in that locker room for the first time, saw your uniform hanging up. What was that feeling like?
It was surreal, man. You know, like I said, we all dream, well, most of us dream about playing this game at the highest level. When you walk in and see your name on the jersey, or your last name, your family's name on the jersey, it's a memorable moment, and it's one of those things where you feel like you honored the people that helped you get there. So it wasn't just for me, man, like for my parents, my grandparents, my family, and everybody. It was a proud moment.
Did you cry? Go.
I shed a tear. I don't know if crying is the word. Yeah, but yeah, we shed a tear too. Yeah.
Coach with the man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right, no doubt.
All right, thanks a lot. Yeah.